Check this out.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I got something to say.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Golden State trying to acquire LeBron James, and how far did this go?
It didn't go far at all. I actually heard about it when everybody else heard about it.
The Rich Eisen Show.
I don't know if we watch basketball tonight. The East wins it 211 to 186.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix. Steelers Radio Network host, Jerry Dulac. Coming up, host of NBC's Deal or No Deal Island, Joe Manganiello. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Last 2 hours have been great. Not just because it's been great content, but I didn't get sick during it. So,
that's a fact. That is
so
true.
This show, I've lasted longer than my last one.
Das Boot.
Or previous. Shouldn't say Das Boot. I did say on that Tuesday show when I got sick during it, I used the phrase to boot, and then I looked right at TJ and I said, I guess I shouldn't use that phrase. Nobody at home probably knew what I was talking about, but you did, which is all that matters to me.
And I cracked up. I had to turn my mic off.
And then the next day with Susie, we just told everybody what was happening.
I know you did. I saw that. I was sitting at home watching.
She and it started was Bruce it, and then Feldman. I was just like, okay. Like,
he vomited during the conversation with Orlovsky. And by the way, Bruce had a great line saying, I guess Dan didn't know that he makes people sick when you interview him.
Look, Rich, I was willing to keep our secret a secret, but you know.
I know, and then he gives it up.
You did. Your wife started it.
Did she really?
Yes. Thank you, Jay.
Did she really?
And I was like, well, then we're just cats out of the bag. Let's just talk about what happened.
Look, I was going to hold you down, Rich. I was going to be like, the mic went out or something.
But it bonds people together.
Sure.
Is what I'm saying.
Me seeing what I saw is going to bond you and I together for
I know that.
Yeah, you have a perfect shot. Direct line.
The fact that I didn't start recording, I normally. That's what I do.
That's what he does.
Yeah, I would have just to have it.
I don't know why you would need some video of Rich vomiting.
A bucket behind my desk.
I record everything for posterity.
Do you think people are now going to go back on our YouTube page or on our Rich Eisen collection page on Roku, and just trying to, where's the exact moment? You'll be able to tell.
You can't hear it.
It was when Dan came on, and then it was in the middle of Overreaction Tuesday.
I know that happened.
If you watch Overreaction Tuesday and you hear me going, no. I'm going to step in here for Rich real quick.
No, but you kept trying to keep it going until I was pulled myself back together again. But I kept pointing at TJ, saying, you take it.
So I'm looking at you, and Rich
so
is
he
like,
doesn't have to keep tap dancing.
I was like, tap, tap. Is he going to get back okay?
Hold on a second. I want it known. Okay, because this stuff doesn't get recognized.
And then you went again, and I was like, okay, let me look this way.
Chris, I thought we did a great job.
This stuff doesn't get recognized by any, awful announcings or Emmy panels. But in the midst of me getting sick,
I think Chris
and me
I
in the midst
up.
Of doing all that, I was trying to get you to start talking. Like, I was trying to produce.
Yeah, and you did. I was
producing mid-yak.
Yeah, he had his hand.
I'm struggling physically, and you were, trying to tap
dance.
And I was like, you don't have to. The two of you talk.
I was just making sure.
Not like you were alone. It was just not just the two of us sitting
here. I know. But I was wondering if he was just going to be a one-up Chuck or it was two.
No, it was multiple. It was a bad day.
So it ended up being multiple, so I was like, okay.
I was just trying to give you time to recover.
It turned out, apparently, there was some influenza going around.
Yeah, that's right. Did you give it to Tiger?
I don't think so. I have not been around Tiger.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
I have no idea.
Tiger Woods came down with yellow fever today.
It's interesting. His press release announcing that he was withdrawing due to influenza was written by somebody named Theodore Roosevelt. It's very strange.
Lewis and Clark?
Lewis and Clark PR. Honestly, was there nobody in his group that said they haven't called this influenza since the League of Nations was formed?
I have diphtheria.
Nobody pushed back saying, just call it the flu. He has influenza. And as a matter of fact, you should send that by telegraph.
Typhoid.
Morse code.
Mountain fever. I'm looking at all the
Morse code being sent from the Pacific Palisades.
I'm looking up all the
Dateline
diseases.
Riviera.
In Oregon Trail.
Tiger Woods has withdrawn because he has influenza.
Cholera.
As Archduke Ferdinand marches.
Archduke.
You're going to kill TJ over there.
Is it too soon?
Maybe.
What is happening here? Boom! Thank you. Actually, you've got our new drop. You've got our new drop that's perfect here for us.
Well, congratulations.
There you go.
Well, see you later.
Tiger Woods came down with Blackwater fever today.
Are you now Googling
old-timey illnesses?
Old illnesses. Are you now Googling that? Be honest.
Yes, of course
he Googled it. Last time he was dropping Taylor Swift songs.
Yeah, you didn't think I knew all of those Taylor Swift songs off the dome.
I don't know about you, man. You know a lot of people.
Scarlet fever.
Frank in Portland, Oregon. Let's take your call. What's up, Frank?
Frank the Tank.
Hey guys, how are you all doing?
What up, Frank?
I'm better, Frank. Thanks for asking.
Excellent.
I'm super.
I'm actually
thanks for
at
asking.
Home the week. I had a surgery on my hand, so you had to watch on Roku instead of working this week, which is nice.
Okay, so you've gone to the offhand for your remote?
I'm sorry?
You went to your offhand to use the remote control?
Oh, it's my offhand for the surgery.
Okay.
I'm thankful for that.
All right, Frank. That's good.
I got a couple fixes for the NBA.
Yeah.
The in-season tournament was a wild success, but besides money, I think the winner should get a playoff bye. So if they make it.
Oh, no. This is the same, Frank. It just didn't work for the Major League Baseball All-Star game where they said, we're going to make this competitive so you get home field advantage. Can you believe they did that, by the way?
I saw that as a suggestion for the NBA.
But home field advantage for the World Series was given out for the winner of this game in the middle of July. Come on. That was nuts.
They should do that with the finals, though. The winner of the All-Star game got home court.
I don't know about, I mean.
Back in the 90s.
Well, hey, listen, at least, you know, you beat Damian Lillard when he came through, right? Which might offset watching him win the MVP for the Eastern Conference All-Stars.
I'll tell you what about Portland and Dame. He could be the governor of Oregon.
I bet.
That's how much we love him.
Thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate it. Did you see the video of him with the MVP, the Kobe trophy, and his daughter using one of those disposable cameras to take pictures of him?
Oh, really?
That's adorable. It's as adorable as adorable gets. His little daughter, she looks like 4 or 5.
And she had to click in.
It was wild hearing clicks and then turning the wheel to advance the film.
That's awesome.
Man, kids today don't know about disposables, right?
Well, the Lillard family is raising them right.
Isn't that what Wemby had at his draft day? Didn't he have a boy?
By the way, how about Wemby doing the skills challenge? I love that.
I got to say, Wemby should have been in the game.
I'm with you.
He's going to win Defensive Player of the Year as a rookie. Come on.
I'm with you. Expand the rosters. I mean, screw it.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Overreaction Monday. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
We're still doing it, people. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction Monday.
All right, before Joe Manganiello comes out of our green room, hit it, Chris. What do you have?
All right, hey, guys, what's up? Everybody good?
What up, Chris?
I'm all good. Right. Thanks for asking.
Ray, what'd you eat while
I'm
you were...
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
Soup?
A lot of soup.
A lot of soup. Good.
Yep. That's how you overcome influenza.
Well done. All right, so we got a few NFL and then a couple kind of randoms. Jimmy G, we talked about him on Friday, Rich.
I know.
Got popped for
PEDs. It's a gift the Raiders now can cash in and not pay him $11 million and just cut him.
That's a write-off. Jimmy G's days as a starting quarterback are over.
Oh. I'll call this an overreaction. Let me ask you this question.
No.
Chris.
No.
I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay.
I'm not talking about you. Those days are over. Belichick's gone. Do you remember a quarterback named Brian Hoyer?
I do.
How many times do we say his starting days are over? Chris, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm not done.
Okay.
You remember a quarterback named Ryan Fitzpatrick? You'll see him on Thursday nights. He's very good.
Yeah, great beard.
He was at our party.
How many times?
He did see Fitzpatrick.
How many times were we told his quarterback starting days are over? Hold on a second.
Okay.
Remember a quarterback named Zach Wilson?
Oh.
Dude, he's like the Undertaker. Just keeps popping up from the canvas. Remember, this sounds like a Chris Farley show. Remember when Jimmy Garoppolo, the quarterback in question, was told, you're so far gone, we're not even giving you a playbook at the start of training camp. And by the end of training camp, he was signed and then wound up being the starter.
Yeah, okay.
Get out of here with saying his days are over being a starter in this league.
Let me tell you about Mason Peterman.
Where's the spot for him?
Oh, you mean for this year?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's a guy that winds up in Pittsburgh, backing up Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Honestly. Or backs up Mason Rudolph because Pickett's gone, which ain't happening. I'm just pointing out, come on.
I know the fine ladies in the Pittsburgh area would love to have Jimmy G.
Hey-o.
Come this over guy.
For some pierogies.
Hey-o. All right.
Maybe he could be in a Pittsburgh version of Suits for Jerry Dulac to binge.
He could be.
Those who might be watching this segment back on YouTube, just thinking, what's the context of that? Trust me. What else, Chris?
Okay, I was doing my best to tamper with this guy when we were in Vegas. So when he came on the set.
Oh, Baker? I saw it.
A team not the Bucks are going to overpay for Baker Mayfield.
Which team would that be?
I don't know. A team.
A team.
Somebody's going to overpay.
No, I think.
Not the Bucks.
I think he's not going anywhere. I think that this is. I'm not saying he's not worth going and getting. But honestly, I don't know who the teams. This quarterback market, free agent market, is going to be fascinating to me. Fascinating, because the question is Kirk Cousins going to be healthy enough? You'll assume he is. Well, who's going to go get him? Could it be Denver? Then they've got to make moves. There's a lot of places where moves need to be made for the quarterback opening to be had, and the moves that are made might be for a rookie. And he's not going to go to a spot where suddenly he's signed and then all of a sudden he's got a shelf life. This is his team now, and I think he's staying put, and I think the Bucks would be wise to just make sure that this is a total overreaction, as I believe it is. What else you got, Chris?
Rich, C.J. Stroud has set the bar very high for rookie quarterbacks. I'm going to say one of the top three drafted quarterbacks this year will make the playoffs in 2024.
Okay, so Caleb will take the Bears to the playoffs.
Or whoever goes to one.
Drake May or Jaden Daniels will take the Commanders to the playoffs, and whoever doesn't take the Commanders to the playoffs will take the Patriots to the playoffs. I'll call that an overreaction.
We don't know who's trading up. What if the Giants trade up?
Really?
What if Denver gets in the top three?
Okay.
What if Atlanta goes into the top three?
What if nobody moves out of the top three because they're so enamored with these quarterbacks? So there's that. And even if, here's the one way that you might be correct. Is that one of these top three quarterbacks falls to like 5, 6, or 7 and winds up with one of these teams. Because the Bears trade down one spot, keep Justin Fields and take Marvin Harrison for him. And the Commanders move up one spot. I'll call this an overreaction at the moment. I think C.J. Stroud's a unicorn, pal. And I think we're learning that right now. Did you see him go at Fred Taylor in the pivot?
Yeah, that's a little, I mean.
Did you see him basically say, where'd you go, Florida? Oh, why we even have a conversation about national championships, Florida?
I don't think CJ understood that when Fred was at Florida, Florida was Bama at that
time. But he's just talking about recency in the same way that, you know, a bunch of quarterbacks and the young quarterbacks, didn't Kyler Murray think the Cowboys are trash? Because they haven't won a thing since he's been alive?
I mean, look.
That's the way it goes.
I'll tell you what, I like CJ Stroud and Micah Parsons going head-to-head in the celeb game. That was fun.
But nobody dunks like Puka.
Right?
Yep.
I'm surprised teams even let those guys play.
I love it. What else?
Justin Jefferson. Gonna be talking about him coming up.
My cousin. Yep.
He should go full Kirk Cousins and demand a fully guaranteed contract.
Okay. Yeah, that's not an overreaction. He should demand it. And then
sit out if he doesn't get it.
Oh, well, now that's a different story. Now that's a different story. You didn't add that to your.
Well, I wrote that in the car this morning. I'm workshopping.
So now you're adding.
If he doesn't get a fully guaranteed contract, he should sit out.
That's crazy. No, that's crazy. That's an overreaction. not far be it for me to tell that sweet young man, our new BFF. What a delight.
He was great.
Having him on our set.
TJ's cousin.
Yeah.
Is that what you said to him?
Well, we figured it out.
Oh, okay.
He said, you're my people, so we're going to hook up at the family
reunion. Did you swab? I didn't see any swabs there.
I mean, now we did. We okay. did
23andMe?
That's right. Well, it's what you're saying. You should get $23 million guaranteed or nothing.
$123 million guaranteed.
Well, per year.
Like, so we had the bag for him. Sure. It just wasn't that bag.
By the way, I think that's what he's going to get. Hold out. Come on. Get out of here with that.
All right.
What else?
Russell Wilson. Did you see his house is up for sale?
I did see that.
Hey. That trade Denver made and the extension, worst move in NFL history. That was stupid.
All right. Okay. It kind of looks it right now. It kind of looks it right now. Let's see what happens. How about Sean Payton?
He had more bathrooms in his house than wins with the Broncos.
Look at you. Sean Payton saying that they have a good relationship and he might still be there. Yeah, right. That's what he told us at the Super Bowl, pal.
To quote the great Irvin Magic Johnson, he ain't going
to
be there.
To quote Chris Mannix, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I can
okay,
sell you.
Very good. The story is yet to be written.
All right.
What else?
There shouldn't be any All-Star games anymore in any sport.
That's correct.
Let's get rid of all of them.
Correct.
They're all pointless. This generation of kids don't care. They make too much money, and they care about too many other things than to play in some dumb exhibition that doesn't matter.
Correct. They want to be honored as such, but not honor the game by playing it as if it should be. And the fact that
100%.
The fact that kids are sitting there and 13-year-old kids in my household are saying it doesn't look like they're trying very hard. And the number of kids that watched the game played that way, it is not the way the league wants to have coaches say, hey, play defense like this or shoot like that. Or it is beyond the last best foot forward the league association could put out there with their best feet and arms and legs and hands and everything else. There should be no All-Star games anymore unless players actually are committed to being competitive in it. And if that means jostling someone around, yeah, that's what I agree. Now, baseball is not very competitive, not because they don't try. It's because everybody comes out of the bullpen and throws 110 miles an hour.
Exactly.
So
the games are 2-1, 3-2, whatever.
So unless you put a speed limit on what you can throw, I don't know.
That's funny.
So baseball is just a different conundrum. It's not that they don't try.
Yeah, it's still fun to watch baseball, but all the other sports are done.
I'm with you. I don't think that's an overreaction at all.
Two more.
And then Joe Manganiello is coming out.
In no way does LeBron not want a farewell tour. Like, what are we doing? And then he comes out and says
he's 50-50, though.
I've never been comfortable with praise. You call yourself the king and the goat. What do you mean?
So let me ask you this question. TJ, you can chime in if you wish.
All right.
Which, by the way, I shouldn't have to say that. You can always chime in, as you know.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But this is not placed in front of me for me to comment on whether this is an overreaction or not. This subject matter, in no way does LeBron not want a farewell tour, is for Chris to sound off on LeBron James. Yes or no?
Well, Chris,
is what I just said an overreaction or not?
Chris will sit here and tell you that, I have no problem with LeBron, but it does kind of seem that he does.
I don't have a problem
a
with LeBron.
Problem with
he
LeBron.
Just says the dumbest things all the time when he doesn't have to.
Well, he's maybe really torn on wanting the attention for a farewell tour in every city he goes to.
Definitely wants a farewell tour. Let's be honest.
I think so.
He wants like a 4-year farewell tour.
Yeah, and also, does he deserve a farewell tour?
Yes, absolutely. Of course. But like, but just why come out and be like, I'm 50-50, and if I want that, who are you fooling?
Maybe he thought he was 50-50 if he wants one next year.
I'm right. Correct? That he's throwing this out there for him to sign off. He doesn't care what I have to think.
In this particular occasion,
yes.
I agree.
We
with
agree.
You.
Yeah. Proper reaction.
All right, last one.
Yes.
Last one, and this is probably just so I can get a reverse jinx out there. The Dodgers are going to set the MLB wins record this year.
Oh, I don't think that's an overreaction.
Spring training is starting. I'm watching clips of Otani.
Do you know how many
times, incredible.
Do you know how many times,
like, they're going to win like 140 games.
Do you know how many times over the weekend Cooper says to me, Dad, Otani had another batting practice session.
It's, they're amazing.
And he's like, he took 20 swings. Guess how many home runs? Right?
Like 20. 30. I can't stop watching
him. And then he goes, he comes in the other day and he says, Dad, I just saw a video of Yamamoto throwing a bullpen. And I'm like, really? And he goes, yeah, Mookie Betts gave him a standing ovation.
And their best player is switching positions. That's how stacked this team is.
Oh, and by the way, Otani's best trait. He's not even doing.
He's just going to hit.
Richard Coop's allegiance is going to switch to the
Dodgers.
Hell
no.
Oh, Rich. No, you're worried about that.
No, no.
You are worried.
No, I'm not.
Rich, you are worried
overreaction. About that. Not at all.
Rich,
not
Otani's within driving distance. Juan Soto's on the other side of
Juan
the country.
Juan Soto's so far away now.
My only concern.
You can't control these kids now,
I will tell
Rich.
You my only concern. My only concern is that my kids are going to want to constantly go to Dodger Stadium, and the Dodgers won't use a single dime of the money that I will be putting in and everybody else will be putting in for them to not pay Otani until 30 years from now. They won't put a single dime into making it easier to get in and out of there or safer for people to actually cross the way that you need to go through to park, to create the traffic jams because they're constantly walking past. Hey, Dodgers, how about a little walk?
Figure it out.
How about a little
walkway?
There, walkway, yeah. Either underground or overground. Let's move it.
Wait, well, Frank McCourt still owns the parking lot, right?
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
Oh, that'll never happen.
Hey, all right, I'm done.
There we go. Good stuff. And here we thought, what are we going to talk about on Overreaction Monday when there's no actual games being played? Look at you, Chris.
Cooper Eisen, big Dodger fan.
You know what we're going to talk about? Fan. Stuff that Chris wants to get off his chest. Let's take a break. Joe Manganiello's coming out here, and yes, Bubbles is with him. Bubbles the Chihuahua. And Joe Manganiello, Deal or No Deal Island, coming up.
It's a bird thing.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Joe Manganiello here on the Rich Eisen Show. We're back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We just saw a clip of Deal or No Deal Island, which premieres next Monday. at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. Howie Mandel's an executive producer. You are hosting, sir. It's available the next day on Peacock, which means it's available right here on the Roku portal. It is great to see you, man.
Nice to be in the family.
You know what? It's in the Roku family. Yeah, I mean, it's just wild to see. Are there skills challenges as well? So is it kind of like a mixture between Deal or No Deal and Survivor in a way here?
What do we got? And yes. Okay. And our entire crew was up from Australia, who was the crew for Survivor.
Okay.
And the show is run by a guy named Matt Kunitz, who created Fear Factor.
Okay.
So there's a Fear Factor element. Then, of course, you have the Deal or No Deal element, because they go and compete for those cases. So they're working cooperatively to bring back the highest value cases. Whatever they find then goes up on the board at the Jungle Temple that night in a game of Deal or No Deal.
So the clip showed a helicopter where the banker's assistant is dropping suitcases with amounts that are on the suitcase into the jungle.
Yes.
People then must now find these cases.
Yeah, what you see right after that clip is I yell at them, go get those cases, and they run and find out that there is a football field-sized mud pit that they have to then dive into to get those cases. And then amongst the mud in that particular challenge, there are two unmarked red cases. One has the lowest value in the competition, which would put you up for elimination potentially.
Yes.
And one is a steal. So you can steal the highest value from someone else, but you won't know until you open those red cases.
Okay. Now, I had flashbacks watching this video to my one failed opportunity of being a reality television show host.
I thought you were going to say a flashback to your bar mitzvah.
No. No. Definitely not. Okay. There was no jungle involved with that.
No mud pit.
And unless the cases were filled with checks in multiples of high, $18 a piece. That's different. So I did a show called The Great Escape that required an open to the show that used a helicopter to come from very far away to shoot my delivery on camera.
Okay.
And if I blew it,
oh yeah,
the helicopter would have to turn around and the entire crew would have to reposition their cameras once again. It was a reset that cost time and definitely money.
Sounds like Apocalypse Now.
Dude, I kid you not. In my career, I pride myself on not getting nervous, but I just, as that helicopter was coming, I knew I had to nail this thing. Did you?
I've seen you on stage. You played the narrator in Major League.
That was truly one.
You staged reading a Major League.
Still with Brian Wilson, the closer, as the Wild Thing. But there I am trying to look mysterious. That's in Alcatraz right there.
Okay.
So did you have those moments shooting these, you know, where you got to be mysterious in front of these people and they're shooting, the helicopters are shooting you all over the place?
Sure. I mean, you know, I'm a theater actor, so I like the tightrope, no net. Come on, let's go. You know, I like it when the adrenaline gets pumping. But really and truly, like, you know, you can't help but get into it because it is a competition series. Yes. And, you know, you ride these ups and downs with the contestants. You know, there are times when, you know, I guess most, you see a lot of hosts that are very stoic.
Yes.
Or very kind of neutral.
Yeah.
I was given the latitude and the agency to kind of do what I wanted as a host.
Okay.
I'm out there high-fiving, fist pumping, you know, I mean, and then I'm also having my heart broken at the disappointments that happen. So,
okay.
You know, I kind of have free rein to ride that the way that you would a color analyst, I guess.
Okay,
you
know? That's cool. Deal or No Deal Island, again, premieres next Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC and available on Peacock the next day right here on Roku. And there's a shot of you in the forest holding a suitcase. There's another one that I saw moments ago. Can you put up the one where he's looking all kick-ass and cool, sitting at the table?
Oh,
If you don't mind doing, there it is. Couldn't help but notice. Great.
That's a G shot. Right,
those are some loafers.
Uh-huh.
Those are not any sort of Dunks or any sort of Jordans.
Well, you know, I am over 40, so I'm not supposed to wear Air Jordans.
That's what I was wondering, if that's what it was. All right, let's jump into it, because I know you've been champing at the bit a little bit here. For those who may not be understanding what Joe is referring to, this is from our Super Bowl Friday in Las Vegas. I don't know. Did you bring this up, TJ, or did he just bring it up?
He brought it up because Sean Payton was wearing 11s.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Sean Payton was on just before Sebastian Maniscalco.
And Sean Payton's 60 years old.
This is what he had to say. Hit it.
What age is too old to be wearing Jordans? This is the reason I ask.
Sebastian Maniscalco is here, everybody.
No, I have. Got it. Well, you have Jordans on?
Do you have Jordans on?
Does everybody have Jordans on?
No. Okay. I'm Hokas because I'm old. I got Hokas. I'm old.
Well, you got Hokas. Yeah, you got the senior citizen Jordan.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Hokas and Ons.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
65 and over.
Just slip your feet into them.
I'm not saying you're 65. Oh, okay. I'm just saying maybe you're a little early on it. But I have a pair of Jordans.
Yes.
And I don't know if I could pull them off just because of the age. Yeah. You know? We saw it. Put it back on.
We're good. So what are your? They look good.
No, these aren't Jordan. These are just normal sneakers.
Okay.
I'm just saying the Jordan shoe in general.
Yeah.
I'm 50.
What do you think is the cutoff? What would you do?
I'm gonna say after 40.
That's it.
I think we retired Jordan.
Sean Payton is 60.
He's 60.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he looked bad in them.
Right.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying age appropriate.
All right. The floor is yours, Joe. You texted me like right away.
Yeah.
As soon as you saw that. I'm assuming on Instagram because that thing it went wildfire over the last 5 days.
I was getting hit up because actually just did a segment where I showed off my shoe closet.
Yep.
And so people were actually hitting me up.
Okay.
Kind of like for my rebuttal.
And
I figured, that's why I wrote to you. I was like, hey, man, I'm coming in on Monday. I'm bringing the heat. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Call your boy Sebastian.
So what are you rocking today? Are you
I brought out the one of ones. Okay. These are by anybody who watches the NFL. They know that they now get to, have painted cleats, mm-hmm. Hand painted cleats. A lot of those are done by, or the really popular ones are done by Mosh. M-A-C-H-E, who is a custom shoemaker. And he made these for me in 14. These are the Guns N' Roses Air Jordan 1 Use Your Illusions, which is, this is Use Your Illusion 1 and Use Your Illusion 2 to commemorate the double album that was released on the same day in 1991. So these are also hand-painted. You can see that the album art is on there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I want to bring the fire today.
And so what is your... What's the retort?
I would have put Sebastian. You know what? Actually, I mean, moving aside from Jordan's, I was just looking at him and I was thinking those new Fear of God Adidas. I think Sebastian would look good in a pair of those.
Okay.
Sebastian, if you're out there, I'll send you a pair, man. I think you'd look good in those.
I can find out what his shoe size is. Hold on a second.
I mean, this is the time to FaceTime Sebastian.
This
right?
is a good
this
time.
Is what I'm
also,
right now.
Also, I have a movie coming out this year with Vince Vaughn, Susan Sarandon, Lorraine Bracco, Talia Shire, Drea De Matteo, Brenda Vaccaro, Linda Cardellini, a lot of people with vowels at the end of their names called Nonas, which is about being Italian.
Yeah.
So this could be the start of some beef. Right? This is it. This is like Biggie and Tupac now. It's me and Sebastian.
No. Talia Shire is a serious,
Talia Shire. You should hear some of her stories. Lorraine Bracco's stories about Scorsese on the set of Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Gandolfini on the set of Sopranos. Talia's stories about Rocky, about The Godfather. It was incredible. It was such a great experience. Brenda was telling us about, being on the pole in Midnight Cowboy.
Wow.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Do tell.
I mean, that's better for her to say,
okay,
I guess.
Very good.
But yeah.
All right. And so is she wearing Jordans?
She would wear Jordan. I'm sure Lorraine would wear Jordan. Listen, I mean, that's the other thing too. I mean, in that movie, I'm wearing some Jordans. I got a track suit on. I'm talking with my hands, yeah. I mean, there's kind of a bit of, I think being Italian that lends itself to Jordans and track suits.
But you also don't look old.
I don't look old. Oh, thanks, Rich.
Come on. But
it's all the preservatives.
Come on, dude. Preservatives. You don't. I mean, like, I think his point is, but Bob Kraft always wears some rockin'.
Bob Kraft has custom Air Force Ones all the time. Yeah.
I think Uncle Jerry's got some.
I mean,
Jordans
Sean Payton was 60 and he was rocking some gold 11s. They were sick. I don't think it looked
Sean
bad
Payton
at all.
Sean Payton works in athletics.
Yeah.
I mean, there's another side of that too. If you're an athlete, you work in athletics. I mean.
And then Kenny Chesney came out. He was the next guest.
Yeah.
He had a pair of fours on.
There it is. I like fours.
I love Forrest.
Did you? You know, obviously, you got the breads over the weekend, Joe. I'm sure.
And I struck out.
You probably got them sent.
How
to
many
you.
Shoes do you own?
How many?
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the thing. I mean, you used to come over for Game of Thrones night,
yes,
right? And many you times. Met my friend Jay Gordon at Bodega,
and he's
been here.
He
was, Jay's come in.
Jay's been here. He's been here, and he was kind enough to host me for once. And hopefully, you know,
again,
future times, sure.
Jay would show up to a Game of Thrones party on Sunday with a gift for, he'd say, oh, hey, I had these laying around in 14, and they would be like the Travis Scott Cactus Jack ones. And I'm like, these are worth thousands of dollars. Thank you. I just put them right over here. You know, I mean, there was a time when I went to go pick up my Off-White Jordan 1 Chicago's, and I couldn't get downtown for like a few months. Mm-hmm. By the time I went to pick them up, they were like $5,000 online,
okay,
and I'm paying retail.
So
that's the beauty of it. The beauty of it is get a friend of yours who knows your shoe size, who will hide them from all the professional athletes so you can go and buy them at retail.
Well, I've got a nephew that is very, very resourceful. Bottom line, though, is you didn't answer my question.
How many?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Give or take.
And I rotate them, and I give them away sometimes.
All right.
Because I have my brother is my size, my trainer, Ron, he's my size.
Why are you not answering
sometimes
the question?
Sometimes I'll have them over. Also, I'm thinking. I'm doing the calculation in my head.
Too,
I don't know.
While you think, 100? I will give you a lot of credit because a lot of people, I do this too sometimes. You buy them because they're exclusive. You happen to win a lottery or what have you, and you just sit on them. They're just sitting in your closet. You get these super exclusive, super amazing shoes, and you wear them.
Wear them.
I give you a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, no, I wear them. Take them out of the package, wear them, enjoy them. I wear them to the gym.
But that's
insane. But Gold's Gym in Venice is like sneakerhead paradise. Like you have, it's crazy. Some of the stuff that people are lifting in.
Okay, so
I wouldn't lift in these.
When
you put all the
numbers together, how many shoes do you have?
I mean, I don't know. I guess around 100 maybe. Maybe there's 100 there in there now. Maybe
that's more, don't you think? There's got to be more than 100.
Well, I think that's
I don't know.
I don't want to say false. You're telling falsehoods, but
500.
I mean, it's not like DJ Khaled or something like that. You know what I mean?
How many? I mean,
PJ Tucker.
If you
put PJ Tucker.
So five 20-sided die worth. So it is.
What it is? We'll roll. Yeah, we'd have to roll. I'd have to watch you roll these dice and then count the numbers, Rich, and then add your charisma bonus.
Charisma bonus.
I mean, that's incalculable.
I'd put you on a plus five.
There's no okay.
Which is a 20, which is a max without a magical item.
Thank you for translating for me.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate
it. We're speaking nerd here.
Okay. And you all said a problem with our supposition that you're not allowed to wear a jersey of somebody younger than you.
Oh, I was going to wear my TJ Watt jersey today, but it's at the dry cleaners. But I was going to wear also because he's younger than me, but also because, I mean, why is he not Defensive Player of the Year? Why are we coming up with crazy stats to show?
I honestly think it was, I don't know. I thought Myles Garrett was terrific. I thought Max Crosby was terrific.
Yeah, sure. They're wonderful players.
I said that into this microphone and some got very, very upset with me for saying something like that. But I do believe it's kind of fatigue where it's just like, okay, you want it. Let's give it to somebody who's never won it. I believe that there is a faction like that, which is not fair. I'm not going to lie.
No. I mean, I would give it to somebody who had a bunch of sacks in his last seven games of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, quantifiable numbers.
I would go with that.
I'm just a numbers guy. I'm just a scholar. I'm coming at it from a scholar's angle.
Who do you want being the quarterback of your team?
Who do I want to? I really like what Mason Rudolph did towards the end of the season. He made it click.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to see him back. I wonder if we aren't in one of those spots, kind of like we were in the late 90s, where the guy that we're going to draft is going to be a high draft pick.
Are you calling Kenny Pickett your Bubby Brister? Is that what you're saying? Right
I now? Mean, I hope that it's Kenny, and I hope that he can rebound this year. I hope that with a new offensive coordinator, things are going to click. I think that was the issue with bringing back the offensive coordinator last year is that we didn't get a really great look at Kenny with a great OC.
I think Arthur Smith was a genius hire.
I hope so. Yeah, I think
I don't think there's any hope. I think he is exactly what the doctor ordered, which is somebody not from the organization.
Yes.
Somebody who has done it before, mm-hmm. someone who has a track record, mm-hmm. and somebody who has a track record of coordinating an offense that doesn't look in many ways appreciably different from what the Titans did. And I understand people are like, that's not very dynamic. But when you got a bruising running back and a quarterback who can run it and throw it, you put somebody like did the Arthur Smith, I guess A.J. Brown would be, Pickens would be the A.J. Brown of this offense. I mean, if you want to continue the analogy here. So,
A.J. Brown Jaylen was fantastic. Warren, and Jalen Warren is
awesome.
He's a number one running back.
I was wondering where the hell the points are. It's not because it wasn't the talent that was put out on the
field. No, but I think it was just a predictable offense. It was a predictable offense. We could all call it from the couch what was going to happen. You know, I mean, and we talked about it before. I think a lot of the issue with the team over the past decade or so is the lack of head coaching candidates or potential head coaching candidates as coordinators. There's no coaching tree. So, you know, I just think take the burden off of you. You know, we did really well when we had Dick LeBeau. You know, you talk about Bruce Arians, Ken Wisenhunt. You know, you've got guys in there who are potential head coaching candidates somewhere else. Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger was also the through line, too, and that guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer. You know what I mean? So you had the quarterback right. You nailed it when you took the kid out of Miami of Ohio in 2004. You know, like that was it. Stuck the landing on that one.
But even on defense as well. I mean, teams have won Super Bowls that didn't necessarily have a Hall of Fame quarterback on the strength of a strong defense. Yeah. And again, I like the hire of Arthur Smith. I like that. And
me too.
You know, I think that's pointing up.
Very good. Look, you want to finish the show here with us? You good?
Yeah.
Let's do it. All right. Joe Manganiello is here. And Deal or No Deal Island is going to be on your Roku device starting next week. NBC will have it first, obviously, before Peacock. We'll take a break right here on the Rich Eisen Show and finish our Monday show with Joe Manganiello. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
All right, 2 minutes until our radio audience returns, then we'll just finish the show up. So, what is that logo on your shirt? What is that?
Oh, this is that's like a Japanese streetwear brand I really like called Mastermind.
Okay.
And, you know, it's in Steeler colors.
That's it? Is that so what it is? I wore it. Because the TJ Watt was in the shop.
So I had to wear something black and yellow.
Seriously, the Steelers jerseys you own are who? What do you have?
Oh boy! I mean, present. I've got TJ home block number away. I've got Najee. I've got who else do I have? I've got Franco. Mm-hmm. I wear Troy a lot, even though he's younger than me.
I wear a Troy jersey. And then I have Antonio Brown Bumblebee jerseys. Like I have AB's first Pro Bowl jersey that he signed for me.
Oh, is that right?
I have lots of signed jerseys by lots of the guys.
The Bumblebee jerseys. I was never into that.
I love the Bumblebees.
I never was into that.
Do you like the Bumblebees or no?
I mean, they're kind of...
No.
They're straight.
I know.
Yeah, but you used to wear those at the Foot Locker.
Yeah, but those were vertical stripes as opposed to horizontal. There's difference, you know.
Horizontal makes you look more jacked.
Horizontal, yeah. Not swimming.
No, Joe, I'm chubby. Horizontal makes me look chubbier.
Do you ever buy shoes from this man?
From him?
Yeah.
No.
I used to be in the Foot Locker downtown on Fifth Avenue.
Downtown.
Fifth Avenue.
And not over at Ross Park Mall.
Because I lived on the Mount, and I didn't have a car, so I didn't want to take a bus out to Ross Park.
You didn't ever go up to Redbeard's?
Oh, Redbeard's is where I made my decision to move out here. I was at Redbeard's having quarter wings on a Monday.
Nice. You ever go down to Donzie's on Ladies' Night?
Come on. Down there for 25.
Oh, man.
Just
got my hour off.
I don't understand anything.
CJ Barney's.
This is way worse than the
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio. Yeah,
Zelda's quarter draft night.
Pittsburgh guys.
I walked in there with $3 and walked out toasty.
And quarters.
Do you consider Pittsburgh an East Coast city?
No.
Okay.
And it's not Midwest either.
So we're
definitely it's not its Midwest. Own bubble. It just is. It's in between. It's not. People in Pittsburgh aren't. Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Edgy, the way that Philadelphia people are.
Okay.
Or New York people or Boston people. It's different. That mm-hmm. Eastern Seaboard is different. Pittsburgh's, when you meet someone there, they generally want to be your friend. They're nice people, which I think
I'm
is more.
I'm from New York. I wanted to be your friend when we first met. Come on now.
Right. Well, you're they're outliers.
Pittsburgh,
I think it's more Midwest in the people's attitude.
Yes. Than it is East Coast.
But it's not Midwest. Like it's not, I didn't grow up listening to country. You know, it wasn't that kind. But if you go, I think a little further into Ohio, you get into country territory.
So Rust Belt. That's what you're saying. Is that what you're
calling? Former Rust Belt. Detroit is similar. Cleveland is similar. Mm-hmm. I think Pittsburgh also has like an artistic flair to it, which I think kind of lends itself. Nice universities, good mm-hmm. museums, you know, lends itself to like what East Coast would be. But, you know, it's a good old fashioned Midwestern horse sense. And that's the blue collar attitude.
I would be remiss if I didn't bring up what your Pens did for Jaeger over the weekend. I think we got some... photographs of that. There you go.
That's pretty cool.
Look at
man.
The Jaeger lids they're wearing.
Look at the mullet wigs. I love it. Yeah, Jaeger. That was when I was in high school. Was the Jaeger Lemieux days. Jaeger was dating this girl in the next town over, Upper St. Clair.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that. That was big news.
It was big news.
Oh yeah. Jaeger, this guy comes to town, and now he's dating this high school girl in the next school over.
I will
be picking her up in his IROC.
Joe, you remember when Jaeger used to do the weather on, I think, on DVE? It was like Yammer Jaeger weather.
And but that's kind of genius.
Just
that's
say
genius.
The weather. He's like, it's raining, and that would be the Yammer Jaeger weather report.
I would never. I will never forget when I first started at ESPN in 1996, and a friend of mine took me to a Hartford Whaler game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget just being stunned that the arena was in the mall. So you go in the mall.
Amazing.
And that was a nickname for it, the mall. Like you'd go in the mall and instead of walking through the doors and it would be a movie theater or some, you know, a Sharper Image or, you know.
Chess King.
Food court. Chess King. Mm-hmm. Good one. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It would be, you'd walk through and there's the hockey arena. And they took on the Penguins that night. Jaeger and Lemieux. I think both hat tricked. I think the final was like 8-0.
Crazy.
They were
unbelievable. They were amazing. Well, and anybody who ever had, you know, NHL video hockey knows that the 93 team was the best team out of all those teams, and that was the one that didn't win the championship. 91-92. Yeah, no, those were great. Those were great, great, great days. Yeah, great days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jaeger was the bomb.
Yeah, I wish I wish that we had him back. I wish he'd come back and play this season.
He can give you some shifts. Isn't he still isn't he still playing somewhere?
He's playing in like a Russian league or something.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, he's still playing.
Okay.
I would have loved to have seen him come back.
Deal or No Deal Island premieres next Monday, 9:30 Eastern on NBC. You are the host, Joe Manganiello. Everybody should check it out. If you don't see it on NBC, it's available the next day on Peacock, which you can stream right here on our Roku portal. Also, you're never too old to wear Jordans or any kick-ass shoes like the ones that you don't call them sneakers, right? You don't do that. They're shoes.
No, yeah.
Okay.
We used to call them tennis shoes when you were younger.
That's a Midwest thing. You say you're not Midwest, but that's Midwest. That's total Midwest. Soda pop, Jimmy's, tennis shoes. Like, you know, I call it soda.
Tennis shoes. You call it a rubber band or a gum band?
Ooh. A rubber band. You call it a gum band.
Pittsburgh also says when you go to the laundromat, you wash your clothes.
Yeah, I know that. I'm wearing
them. George Washington.
And do not tell Joe that he cannot wear a jersey of somebody younger than him. Although I would have guessed that you were younger than Troy Polamalu again. Mm-hmm.
You'd think.
You don't age.
No.
You don't age. You're frozen in time, sir.
Try to take care of myself.
Is that a spell that you put on me? Is that what it is? Is that one of those spells?
Are you going to come to Gold's Gym with me?
When?
Whenever.
Okay. Sure.
It's like, it's on your way home.
Yeah, sure. No, actually, it's not, but. Is it?
You're in the opposite direction.
Not really on your way home.
No, God, no.
Not really on your way home.
No, but I'm going to go. North. Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Kind of.
How long would I last working out with you?
Five minutes? Come on over. No.
Ten minutes? Okay.
It's going to be great.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about myself these days.
Mike O'Hearn are down there just going nuts.
I actually do. I lift with Mike. Yeah. I hang out with Mike. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. That'll wrap up this edition. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Thanks for having me,
pal. That's Joe Manganiello right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I also want to thank Jerry Dulac of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and Chris Mannix. If you missed any of it, we are about to re-air on the Roku channel where we come back to wrap up this Monday show in a sec.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.